Welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Ariel Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe at earbuds.audio. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, insights from our curators, tips on creating audio content, and community updates. There are so many podcasts to listen to these days. How do you choose? We're here to break it down for you. This episode of Feedback with Earbuds is sponsored by The Skin Report. Dive into the world of skincare with Dr. Simran Sethi on The Skin Report, where inclusivity meets expert care for every hue. Tackling pressing concerns like hyperpigmentation and skin inflammation, Dr. Sethi decodes the science that caters specifically to people of color. From demystifying viral skincare trends to guiding you through the maze of medical spa treatments, she empowers you with knowledge for your skincare journey. Listen to The Skin Report wherever you get your podcasts. Hi, Ariel here. Welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast recommendation podcast. You're here for podcasts, right? Let's get into it. First, let's recap last week's episode. Thank you to Akshi Sinha of Tink Media for guest hosting that show. Our theme was called Breaking Barriers in Education, and our curator was Tim Viegas, who you may recognize as my wonderful co-host for the Trailer Park podcast. The podcasts that he recommended were Beyond Awareness, Disability Awareness That Matters, Born Fabulous, the Integrated Schools podcast, Think Inclusive, and Inclusion Stories. Thank you to Tim for curating that list for us. If you missed last week's newsletter and podcast episodes, you can find them linked in the show notes of this episode. Now for this week's podcast recommendations. Our theme is called Podcasts Unearthing Hidden Stories. Our curator is Holly Brown from Tink Media. In just a bit, you'll hear from Holly about her podcast picks and why she selected them. After that, you'll learn about our spotlight podcast pick, Sandcastles, a podcast about home and what we do to protect it. And last, I'll share some podcast industry news and resources before we close out the show for the week and send you off to listen to some podcasts. Here are Holly's recommendations for this week's theme, Podcasts Unearthing Hidden Stories.
Hi, my name is Holly, and I am a podcast marketer at Tink Media, and I'm also a stand-up comedian in Los Angeles. I chose this theme, Podcasts Unearthing Hidden Stories, because I think it's wild that we have the entire world's knowledge just a tap away on a phone. But the way lives go these days is that the news zips by so fast, jumps from one big headline to another. And plus, depending on our app's algorithm or what your phone heard you talk about over dinner with your friends, what we're exposed to feels like it's become increasingly insular. I wanted to pick podcasts that shed light on stories you probably haven't heard before, but I think you definitely should. You know, everything from really impactful to quirky and interesting. I just want to find those hidden gems that just might give you a whole new spin on what makes news really worth chasing. The first podcast I chose is called A CRISPR Bite. It's produced by Corinne Ruff and GEAP3. I hope I'm saying that right. Research Consortium. And it's hosted by Lauren Crossland Marr, who you might remember from her previous work on Femlore. I thought this show was really important because it shows us that the science we've seen in movies about the future is literally happening right now. And I don't think enough people are talking about it. This show takes you on a food and science journey, analyzing CRISPR gene editing technology. And that's tech that is changing and altering the DNA of food that we eat daily. This food is going to be on our grocery shelves this year. And I think it's important that we are aware of what it means for our future ethically, you know, what's at stake. Like, sure, a stress-relieving tomato sounds amazing, but what else are they going to do with this technology? I think we should know. The second podcast I chose is The Heist, Season 3. It's an award-winning show produced by the Center for Public Integrity that works to expose swindles perpetrated by our own U.S. government. Sadly, not shocking, but this fact was, and it really hooked me. Like, did you know that Black farmers in America have lost billions due to discriminatory practices from the USDA? So many people are unaware that the place people go to help in farming is doing this to entire communities. And as we head into Thanksgiving, I think people should listen to this show because I think it's really important that we think critically about the food that we are enjoying and where it comes from. This time should be more about about more than just eating. It's understanding and valuing the people behind what we're eating and what they're going through. The third podcast I chose is called Adoption, The Making of Me. It's about all things adoption. And I am not adopted, but I have so many friends that are, neighbors, family members, and I want to learn more about what they're going through. This episode stood out in particular because hosts Sarah and Louise have a really powerful discussion with New York Times bestselling author Gabrielle Galzer about her book, American Baby. And the book is about the very secretive and exploitative history of adoption in America. Plus, you get to hear directly from the subject of the book, which is really interesting. It's the woman at the heart of the gripping story in American Baby about her forced separation from her child. It's really moving, very powerful. It made me immediately want to read this book. The fourth podcast I chose is Obscured from the women-led podcast production company Kuvenda Media. Their inaugural series, From Words to Weapons, is all about law enforcement trauma survivors. And it really shows a side to an issue we are all aware of, but we don't often see what happens next. This episode in particular features the story of Chester Holman III, and it is really jaw-dropping, really eye-opening about the hidden struggles of the wrongfully convicted and how the U.S. helps or sometimes doesn't at all. The reporting is excellent, and every story they cover will really touch you. So the final podcast pick is called Don't Drink the Milk. I love it. It's a real gem. It really nails the perfect mix of solid research and like a fun vibe. It allows us to think about things we use all the time, but I have no clue what the backstories are. You know, think about it. We drink milk. Passports are our hall pass to the world. But do you even know the story behind them? I sure didn't. And let me tell you, every episode so far has had me going, wow, really? It's fun. It's informative. And I had no clue that passports carried so much weight. I really hope when people listen to these shows and episodes, that when they're scrolling through their timeline or apps, they give a chance to something that isn't dominating the news cycle. I'm really excited for people to hear these stories. I wanted to end this with a huge thank you to Earbuds for allowing me to curate this list, and a special shout out to all of my colleagues at Tink Media. You all inspire me daily to learn something new through podcasts.
Thank you to Holly for curating this week's list of podcast recommendations for us at Earbuds and for sending in that voice clip. Really great to hear your voice. Holly's podcast picks will be listed in the show notes of this episode, so you can easily click and start listening. You can also find them on the Earbuds website, which is, say it with me now, earbuds.audio. Yes, you got it. Do you want to be an Earbuds curator? Well, guess what? You can be. All you have to do is submit a theme and 5 podcast episodes on that theme to our curator submission form. The link to curate is in the show notes of this episode, and it's in our newsletter every single week. Go ahead and submit. Now on to our spotlight pick. It's a bonus recommendation located at the bottom of our newsletter and on the homepage of our website. This week, we're spotlighting Sandcastles. Sandcastles is an award-winning podcast about home, how we create it, and why we fight so hard for it. Join host and reporter Adriana Cargill and meet a band of surfers along with their neighbors and friends who stepped up to defend their home turf in Point Dume, Malibu, from Los Angeles County's most destructive fire. Their devotion to home created a new model for living with wildfire, not just for future generations in Malibu, but for communities across the world. It's a wildfire story that's not depressing, but instead points to clear hope for the future. Listen to Sandcastles wherever you get your podcasts. Now let's get to some podcast news and tidbits. First, this week in Podcast the Newsletter, Lauren Pacell writes, "The first episode of ODB, A Son Unique, had my jaw on the floor. The podcast tells the story of Old Dirty Bastard. He would have been 55 this month, and he died 19 years ago. It also tells the story of the gigantic footprint he made in hip-hop, his very high highs and very tragic lows." We will link to ODB, A Son Unique, in the show notes, and we'll also, of course, link to Lauren Pacell's podcast, The Newsletter, which you should be subscribed to. Next, ever wonder what big podcasts do differently than small ones when it comes to marketing? The podcast Marketing Trends 2023 report explores the data behind how different sizes of shows approach marketing, growth benchmarks, and more to help you make smarter decisions about your marketing strategy. We will link to the podcast Marketing Trends 2023 report in the show notes. And before we go, what is James Cridlin covering in Pod News this week? He's got stories on the winners of the Association for International Broadcasting Awards. He's got some more information about the Podcast Marketing Academy's Podcast Marketing Trends Report, which we just mentioned. And he reports on a case with the National Association of the Deaf and SiriusXM. Read more about those stories by going to podnews.net. There you have it. That's our show for this week. We would love to know, how are you liking the show? Do you have any favorite parts? Do you have any least favorite parts? Any ideas for what should change? Please let us know. We want to make the show the best it can possibly be. We'll catch you back here for our next episode next week. But until then, go and listen to some more podcasts. Feedback with Earbuds is written and produced by me, Arielle Nissenblatt, with help from Devin DeComo, our podcast and newsletter coordinator. It's mixed and produced by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. That's robotslap.com. This newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonski. This show is listened to by you, dear listener. Yes, even you get a shout out in the credits. Bye.